Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there?
Well, the answer is yes. The answer is actually yes, not no. Did you get the quarterback right enough? You got it right enough. Did we win enough games? You won enough games? Apparently,
no.
Yes. I guess you did. That's because it's collaboration. The goal is collaboration. And that's okay. It's not wins. It's collaboration. You win the collaboration bowl. Congratulations. We thank Kevin Fishbane and Hub Arkish for joining us today. We thank Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, and Rick Camp also for doing all the things that they do. And it's time for Transition that's brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto. Here is Lawrence Holmes. Whew, that was quite a 24 hours of Bearsness.
Man, let me tell you, what just going over the transcript, it's like you just keep descending into how bad it actually was yesterday. Like, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy how
the
bad
transcript
it was.
Is the truth, Lawrence. Those are the words that we sit with.
We know that.
It was bad to read.
We had some fun yesterday with that soundbite where, like, that should have just been the end of the press conference. Like, did we get the quarterback position correct? No. Did we win enough games? No. That should have been the end. You should have then just walked off and been like, we're going to move in a different direction. But
have
you know,
we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That concludes the portion for George and Ted. Thank you both for your time.
That is a Chris Tannehill production. He did a special for me yesterday towards the end of the show with that. But it's just exactly what you think. Like, that's come on, man. Like, those were the objectives. It's so crazy to me. Like, and the objectives with even hiring Nagy. Like, the objectives with hiring Nagy were, did you fix the quarterback spot? No. Did you improve the offense? No. Then what did you accomplish?
Collaboration.
We're gonna have some fun with that today too.
They ran a pretty nifty jet sweep that didn't work on fourth down a few times.
Yeah, they did all sorts of baffling stuff on offense in short yardage situations where, and I also love how they act like they put together the offensive line that finally got the run game moving. Like, oh, you know, Matt and I were on the board and we were drawing these things up. Yeah, you were drawing them up because you had COVID and injuries and failures on your offensive line.
You accidented your way into something resembling a line because you were left with no choice and you put it together and you got lucky. You know, I can't get past the idea that they actually sat there yesterday and told us the 6-game losing streak was a good thing. That they emerged from it, that they stuck together. But you lost 6 games in a row. You lost 6 games in a row. That didn't matter as much as the fact that they stuck together while losing 6 games in a row.
Well, kind of the baffling part too, Dan, where you're asked specifically, like, the people, I think Jason Leisure put it this way in the Sun-Times today, like, you're giving credit to the people who steered you into a ditch. And you're completely not even talking about them steering you into the ditch. You're just talking about they were smart enough to call the tow truck to get you out of the ditch instead of what they did to get you that 6-game losing streak. It's pretty amazing.
you make it sound like it's a bad relationship where the ex-girlfriend is like, well, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, but he admitted it, so we're still together.
Right. Like, it's there's so much like cannon fodder there for every Bears fan. And like, the more you listen to it, the more you go back and read it, I don't understand what they think is going to be different. And I think that was one of their failures yesterday, is that they didn't offer anything in ways of, well, we've done it this way, well, how's it going to be different going forward? They never really gave you that. They never offered you that, as other than, well, these guys are going to work together. And then kind of the backhanded compliment thrown the way of Ryan Pace, saying that he's now got a head coach that he's willing to collaborate with, that he'll now actually take the input of his head coach when it comes to picking a quarterback. And it's, I don't know how you can look at a general manager who has one winning season in the 6 years that he's been in charge and act as if he's got things going in the right direction. Like, let's flip things around a little bit. Let's go into the time machine and flip things around. Let's say that you bring in Matt Nagy and you go 8-8, 8-8, 12-4. If you then wanted to sit in front of us, you would have no need to, by the way.
No, that's an extension. Then you're announcing extension.
Right. You would have no need to sit in front of us at the end of the season, because there would be a clear mark of you getting better as a franchise. When you go 12-4, 8-8, and as George said yesterday, 8-9 in this season, what does that feel like? That if he is understanding that the feelings that he had last year at the end of the season, the questions that he's asking and answering are the same this year than they were last year, then how can you rightfully allow those people to continue to be the people that are in charge of your football operation? And I thought it was really interesting that I went back into the transcript to just try to figure some stuff out that Ted was saying. And in mm-hmm. the question where he is asked about what the accountability is, he never spells it out. Like, where is it? And I'm not saying that Bears fans deserve like a pound of flesh, but in his answer, there's no real, he says that, to me, that is being, here's what he says. There's plenty of improvement that needs to be made, but Ryan and Matt have the ability, and it's not easy to self-reflect to understand where we've fallen short and where we can make improvements. To me, that is being accountable. Okay, so you just got to think about it. Like, if you're willing to think about the things that you've done wrong without making corrections, you've therefore been accountable, according to Ted Phillips.
Have you ever heard of the phrase? It's like, it's a football phrase that a lot of college coaches use called not our standard. Like, that's not our standard.
Yeah. I mean,
expect better.
And we can use Mike Tomlin. The standard is the standard.
Right. Mike Tomlin, who yesterday, by the way, said, I'm not going to repeat everything and be the status quo, because that's the definition of insanity if you expect a different result. That Mike Tomlin.
He never blinks.
In stark contrast to what we heard yesterday. But that's the thing to me, is it's like, this shouldn't be your standard. Getting out of some bad things that happened shouldn't just be the standard here. People expect more of you.
They should expect more. And that's the disappointing part, Layla, that obviously Bears fans want their team to win. They want them to do better overall. But it felt like in listening to them for 90 minutes that they were kind of okay with, yeah, this is just how it is. And there's some financial things that we're not going to talk about. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to kind of act like it's not a big deal. And the winning part doesn't seem to be a part of our evaluation. Like, there's just so much in there that leaves. What I found in talking to people, there was anger for sure, like via Twitter. But there was some sadness.
That's where I was. I was just sort of at the nadir of Bears fandom. Because of all the things that they cop to that they didn't need to. And I'm thinking, look, if I'm in charge of this, and if we get out of that back room and say, okay, we're gonna run it back. There's gonna be one more year here. There was a way to do it without spending 87 minutes showing your ass. And what you do is you have George sit down and you have George say, I'm disappointed in this season. We expected better. We do expect better. This was an extraordinary season under extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime circumstances. The best thing that we can do to try to win next year, in my estimation, as the chairman, is to give it one more shot. We think we can do best by everyone by trying to figure out what went wrong, and we're going to do that. And Ryan and Matt will be here next year to get one more shot at getting this back where it needs to be, and we're confident that it will be. Have a good day.
I think that that would be a really good way to approach it. And you can even say, look, we understand the frustration of Bears fans, and we are here to tell you that if things don't get better, there will be changes made. Like, you could say that definitively because, I mean, they kind of said that, but you could say it in a less passive voice.
Oh, but all of the collaboration and all of the silliness and corporate doublespeak, you don't need that. George can say, I am the chairman of the board of the Chicago Bears. It has been, and Ted Phillips isn't even there. It's George. And he said, in my estimation, the smartest thing we can do after an unprecedented, extraordinary season that has tested us in ways we could never have imagined, is to give our general manager and our coach another season to get back where we expect to be. And that's with a winning record and in the playoffs and pointed toward a championship.
Yep.
And that is my standard. Go Bears.
I heard you guys talking about it in the 9 o'clock hour, and I think that it's a really, really good question. Why was Ted there yesterday?
I don't know.
Because he did complicate things. He complicated things and added an extra layer to the football operation that maybe they didn't want to have happen. Or maybe they did, and that's why they put him out there.
That they told us was going away. That they told us wasn't happening. And every time they say one thing, they can't help themselves but to make him appear discomfortingly football presidential.
Yeah,
well, and Herb asked that question yesterday, too, on your show. Lawrence Herb said the same thing. Herb goes, why is he here then? Why is he here if he's not part of the football operation? And we have the transcript to go back.
That's right.
And he says, and I said this before, the question was, are you considering contract extensions for either Matt or Ryan? George said that's mostly in Ted's hands. Ted said, the contracts haven't been part of our discussions. When we show improvement, contracts will take care of themselves. Does that not lead you to believe he's in charge?
You know what it felt like? I was thinking about it on the way home. It felt like the scene in Casino where they're talking with, where Sam's talking to the reporter. And the reporter is like, so you're in charge. And he's like, oh, you know, I serve at the pleasure of the president, the board of directors. But when they're not around, I'm in charge. And then the headline is Sam Rothstein says he's in charge. Like, that's what it felt like. It right. felt like Ted, like, stepping in it and being like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not in charge, but let's talk about these extensions. I mean, not the length of their contract, but if they don't get things right, there's not going to be any extensions. Well, why is that? Because I'm in charge. Oops, I've said too much.
Just got this note that George McCaskey will be on The Score at 3:30 today with Danny Parkins and Mark Grote.
That should be interesting. I know that Grote has a pretty good relationship with George, and I know that Danny is an excellent interrogator. So I am looking forward to their contrasting styles in this conversation with George. It should be
damage control. There is no way the Bears set this up if yesterday went well.
Yep.
That is 100% damage control.
3:30 today on the Parkin Show, George McCaskey will be on the air with him and Grote. I have a show today.
I bet.
I texted Goff and I said, you want some space to talk about the Bears? He's like, yes. I said, I'd also like to talk to you about that trade in the NBA. And he's like, cool. So he's going to join me in the next segment. Mark Gonzalez is going to join me at 12:40. Jason Leisure, who I don't know if you read the Sun Times today, but give what he wrote a read, because it is with every bit of snark that he could muster that he put out there in the Sun Times. And then Jack Silverstein is going to be on the show. Jack is yeah, he's amazing. And he wrote an incredible thread about the last 25 years of the Bears. I am going to have him walk me through it because it is going to make Bears fans furious.
Call it, by the way, if you have him on, make sure you call him by his North Star Camp nickname,
which is
Abu.
Abu.
You can ask him why.
All right.
But that's Jack Abu Silverstein.
All right. Sit, Abu, sit.
Yeah, that's
good dog.
That was Ubu, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Right.
Not to be confused with FUBU,
For us, by us, indeed. Lawrence, will be. This sounds like yet another big day on the Score, and I know you're a big part of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.